Thank you very much, and hello, London. Begin every show like that, you know, no matter where we are. From Glasgow, we say, hello, Glasgow. For in Edinburgh, we say, hello, Edinburgh. Sometimes it can create a problem. Last week, we played to a women's guild in Cowes. Continue with a song about a soldier. It's a bit chauvinistic, this song, I'm afraid, because the soldier in question takes full advantage of the tender affections of a young lady who kind of falls in love with his uniform. And by the time we come to the end of the song, although it's fairly short, 9 months or 6 months have passed, and the young lady is forced to leave because she can no longer walk. And you can take out of that what you like. The song's called The Trooper and the Maid. A trooper lad came here, and next to arrive, and he was weary. A trooper lad came here, and next when the moon shone bright and clearly, she sent the trooper by the horn and led him to her chamber. Feed him cheese and wine, she drank, and the wine it was like amber. Bonnie lassie, I'll lie near you, Bonnie lassie, I'll lie near ye. I'll get all your rubbins real in the morning, never leave ye. The bed be flanging wide and made it like a lady. 10 and 40 hour of each centre, but have you ready? Bonnie lassie, I'll lie near you, Bonnie lassie, I'll lie near you. I'll get all your ribbons real in the morning, never leave you. Hadn't been but an hour in bed, an hour and half a quarter, when drums come beating up the street and every beat was shorter. Bonnie lassie, I'll lie near you, Bonnie lassie, I'll lie near you. I'll get all your ribbons real in the morning, never leave you. And when will you come back again, my Indian soldier laddie? When will you come back again and be your belly's daddy? Bonnie lassie, I'm and leave you, Bonnie lassie, I'm and leave you. When heather bells grow cockle shells, then I'll come and see ye. She's ta'en a 40 hour of feet and followed him up to Stirling. She grew so poor she couldn't boo, he left her in Dunfermline. Bonnie lassie, I'll lie near you, Bonnie lassie, I'll lie near ye. I'll get all your ribbons real in the morning, never leave ye. Lassie, I'll lie near you, Bonnie lassie, I'll lie near ye. I'll get all your ribbons in the morning, I'll leave ye. Do a very sad song now. This song tells the story of a young man who is madly in love with his girlfriend. That's fair enough. And she promises that she's going to marry him. And so he's very happy about this arrangement. But one day he hears the news that his intended has become married to another man. So, of course, he's dreadfully sad,
But nonetheless, he's very brave. And he goes to the wedding and watches the ceremony. And then he goes to the wedding reception. Don't know how he got the invitation, but there you are. I don't know who he is, but he's in all the photographs. And sometimes during the reception, he goes to her table and pours a glass of wine for her. And, of course, one for himself. And they drink together, and he wishes her the best of luck. And the song finishes there, which is strange because it's a Scottish song. And it doesn't mention anything about finishing the bottle of wine. And this would be a normal occurrence in today's society, would be that the man would finish the bottle of wine, and with the empty bottle he'd probably wreak revenge on the other man. I once loved a lass. Well, this is from our latest record, by the way.
I once loved a lass, I loved her sae weel, that I hated all others that thought go her ill. But now she's rewarded me weel for my love. She's gone to be wed to another. I saw my love into the church go. Where bridegroom and bridesmaid, they made a fine. And I followed on with my head full of woe, for she'd gone to the well to another. And I saw my love sit down to die. I sat down beside her and poured the wine. I drank to that lassie what should have been mine. Even though she was wed to another, take me my grave, take it sae deep, and cover me over with flowers sweet. It's I'll lay me down and I'll take a lang sleep. And maybe in time I'll forget her. And maybe in time I'll forget her. Thank you.
continue now with a selection of three melodies, three tunes. This is a kind of typical way of putting together the different melodies from Scotland. The first one is a march. It's called Captain Carswell. The second one is a Strathspey, which is called Susan MacLeod. And the third one is a reel called the Caberfae.
Thank you very much.
It's a very strange song. It's a boy meets girl story. Or girl meets boy, something like that. It tells the tale of an old beggar man. Very ragged, completely dirty from head to foot. Clothes are all torn. Smells a bit. Some of his teeth are missing. Not exactly Gregory Peck. And he's looking for somewhere to stay. And he eventually comes to a farmhouse. Sounds like a travelling salesman joke, but it's true. He comes to a farmhouse, and the door is opened by a rather attractive young lady. And she is... her heart is completely stolen by this dirty old man. She thinks he's the cat's whiskers. And she asks the guy if she can run away with him. And he says, no, don't be silly, you've got nice clothes, and you speak properly. Oh, I just look terrible and everything, and I smell. And so the girl goes out into the field where all the animals are, and she rolls around there for a while. And she tears her clothes, and then she sticks a patch over one eye, and she takes every alternate tooth out of her head. And every time she gets kissed, it's like playing a mouth organ. And when she returns, the old guy thinks that she looks beautiful now, and so they run away together. And at the end of the song, she comes home with three children. So maybe the guy's not as old after all. A song called The Gaberlunzie Man.
A beggar, a beggar, come mouthily. He was asking lodgings for charity. He was asking lodgings for charity. Where'd you know a beggar man? Let's see, we met out already.
A beggar, a beggar, on her loo again. I had a doctor and Jeannie was her name. I had a doctor and Jeannie was her name. She's a war with the beggar man. Lassie, we met out already. I'll bend my back on the boom and knee. I'll put a black patch over my knee. And a beggar, don't take me to be. And a bobby, you'll gang. Laddie, we met out already. The begging tongue, and ye honey got the canto, the begging tongue, and we be ya wanna gang, oh lassie with my tower outie. She's bent her back and she's boot her knee. She's put a black patch o'er her knee, and she's kilted her skirts off abon her knee, and of all with him she's gone, oh laddie with my tower outie.
Yeah, Dr. Jean's come out the knee. She's tacking him a bare mystery. She has gin on her back eye and another on her knee. And the other gin's tugging him. Oh, last year we met out
Muchas gracias.
Continue now with a song which is really associated with a thing we call Hogmanay. That's New Year to you. And I don't know, I've heard terrible stories that down here you don't celebrate New Year. Well, where I come from, we do. We think so much of the celebration that we start practicing about July. And then we celebrate till about Wembley time. During New Year, we play many wonderful games. My favourite is very simple. You can play this anywhere. All you need are two people, six bottles of whiskey, and a very small room. You take the two people and the six bottles of whiskey into the small room, and they drink the whiskey. When the whiskey is finished, one person leaves the room, and the other one must guess who left the room. But this, the lyric of this song is probably the most famous that was ever written by a man called Robert Burns. And this is a very new melody to the lyric. The song is called Auld Lang Syne, but it's always been sort of associated with drunken revelries. And the storyline of the song is beautiful. So this is Auld Lang Syne by Robert Burns. Thank you very much. Here's a song which is, again, a bit unusual for a Scottish song because it's about an Englishman. And this guy is very famous north of the border due to the fact that he was an exceptionally good runner. He was the general of the English army who came north in 1745. We all know how it ended up, but in the beginning, the Scots were pretty successful. And this guy came to a place called Preston Pans, which is very near Edinburgh. And he'd never heard the bagpipes before. I don't know how you felt the first time. But this guy heard about 300 of them. And he was a bit afraid. So he ran back to London and his army. But he was the first man back. And because of this, he has gone down in the annals of Scottish history forever. Man's name was Johnny Cope. I don't know if you've ever heard of him here, but in Scotland we have. Because next to winning at Wembley now and again, it's the only thing we have to take solace from. Just that and our licensing laws. The song is called Johnny Cope. And we'll finish with this. And thanks very much.
I'm by Fisher Road, I'm a darling here in May. I've got my mother to play my D-Ray. I've stashed and stashed, and my stash feels me. Thought life's a lively, but I'm still in my D-Ray. Upstairs to stairs, to the stairs, fears me. Thought the night's a life again when I'm sitting in my dear.
We'll move off now to another Celtic part of the world, Brittany in France. That's the Celtic part, obviously. And this tune here has a rather unusual name for ourselves. It's called Isabelle si promen, which means, in the Celtic language, Isabelle goes for a walk. Now, rather unusual name for a tune, you may say to yourself. And that's exactly what I say to myself. Anyway, from there we'll go to something a bit nearer home for ourselves, and that's from the Western Isles of Scotland. This tune was taken from the pipe version of the Smith of Chillihassee. And what we've done is taken all the difficult parts out, and we're now going to play it for you after Isabelle si promen. Here we go.
Oh, boy, the bearded patch of her sober grey man, and through to an end there, he'd extend as fast as he could game at. Well, General talked at times and mocked him, and he's allowed for a man. Ernest man for the lame the cock, and another crowd.
Oh, but you was I have told the cup, not a close man, the marn and fairy clearly, yeah. The list with the snuts, man, the guns, it boots, arms, it drills, and it is my man. I've seen scrap the first chap, that run like that.
The bluff dragoons were blood and oons, it might the rebels are unmanned, and yet they flee when them they see, and when a fire a gunman, they come to fact that putty crack, such terror seized them all, man. Some wet the cheeks, some pile the creeks, some the field that fall, man.
This beast was the whole I saw, man. The better grave and safe to save the Scots from rebels, all man. The Sintra hell that he should stand up for to every beast, man. Like me, bribe, or have some night to go to my afternoon.
The brave that soon behave like the overripe man. His courage true like him of you that still despise it like man.
Tell you Mars who punches cars, none of where they've gone on. As light but not as courage fled, will be a breath at dawn.
At John Thorne's reed, as you may see, the western meadow there, man. There's many slain lie on the plain, the clans were soon still, man. They count the whites and there they hide, I never saw the lights, man. Those hands beat, scotched down the keys, that fell new fresh and light, man.
Thanks a lot. We're going to finish off here with a selection of tunes. And thanks for coming along, because it's a long time since we've played in Glasgow. Anyway, hope to see you again soon. And, well, thanks again, everybody.